Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, world. Can you hear me? This is Carlo Radio. Now. All right. Before we get started, I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing the world to access the epicenter of brilliance, intelligence, logic, and reasoning, and my big mouth. So we could talk about different subjects of the world. Let's see. First, today's topics will be education versus upbringing. I want to grade parents. And guns. I want to talk about guns. But first, let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Carlo. I live right outside New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm originally from Chicago, south side of Chicago, what's up? And lived down here about 17 or 18 years now. And I love it here. I love my swamp city. And let's see, I recently graduated from University of New Orleans as a educator, as a elementary education major, and taking the year off to regather myself and go back into teaching. So this is the initial launch show of Blog Talk of Carlo Radio. And first, I'd like to give a couple shout-outs. One for my grandmother, who recently passed away at 88 years old. She was a wonderful woman, and I would just like to, just say I love you, Grandma, and I wish you the best, and I hope you're up there with Mom smiling. Next, I would like to give a shout-out to Miss Kate. I recently found out she's getting married. Congratulations to you, Kate. Hope he's the right guy, and if he doesn't treat you well, you know, we'll take care of it. All right, let's get on with the show. I have no callers yet. I don't even know if this is working. I wish someone would call me and let me know if they can hear me. Because there was something happened in the first minute and a half or 2 minutes where didn't seem to be working. So I'm not quite sure you can hear me. So if someone would call, that'd be good. All right. So the first topic of today is education versus upbringing. Now, I have my elementary education degree, and I student taught at one school last year, 2011. And then I got a job at a school just down the road, about 2 miles or 3 miles away. But it was totally different socioeconomic classes, and the difference was so astoundingly obvious in one school from another, even though they were only a few miles apart, of the the way the children came to school, the way they looked, dressed, acted, talked, everything was completely different. And it all has to do with upbringing. My friend Greg brought this word up to me the other day. He was talking about, what is wrong? He lives in Chicago. We were talking about violence in Chicago. And he just said, it all starts with one word. I had no idea what he was going to say. But he said it, and he nailed it right on the head. It's upbringing. That is the problem in America today. I don't believe it's the education system. I think the teachers are working very, very hard to do a really good job. But the kids are so untrained and out of control that but it's ridiculous at the second school. Now, at the first school, the kids were much better. They weren't perfect by any means, but they were much better students. And you could clearly tell they had less serious issues. And my point is that schools can only do so much. I mean, we can't expect everything out of the schools. The government is constantly putting pressure on teachers and the education system, which is good by no means, but that's only part of it. I mean, we have to start talking about the real core issue here. And I want it to be a national conversation about education. You know, even in the worst schools, there's teachers there trying to teach, okay? I mean, they're doing their best. The kids are so bad that the teachers can't teach. They're babysitting. You know, they're just trying to get through the day. I mean, they're constantly interrupted by you know, just outlandish, crazy kids. And the reason is because their parents are not doing a job, the job they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be parents. You know, the school is supposed to teach. The parents are supposed to give the children the tools they need to learn, which is proper nourishment, clean clothes, good sleep, you know. And they're supposed to read to their children and help them with their homework. Not every night, but as much as you can. I mean, you know, once, twice a week. And the parents have to make sure that their children understand that they need this education. Otherwise, they're just going to go haywire. And they're going haywire younger and younger, second, third grade, first grade. They're doing things sixth, seventh, eighth high schoolers were doing. I mean, it's amazing. The one school, the kids had drugs. They were in the fourth grade. They had drugs in the school. So that's my first topic today. Hold on. I may be getting a caller. Well, it doesn't show I'm getting a caller. The phone's calling my phone. But if I answer it, what will happen? Well, I'm going to try it. I hope I don't get knocked out. Hold on. Never mind. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Oh, we have another caller. 708. All right, here we go. My first caller on Carlo Radio. Hello, who's this? Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Catherine Reina from Chicago.
Hi, Catherine. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm good. I wanted to thank you so much for, you know, acknowledging the school system right now and knowing that as a mentor that I am here in the Northwest region, I know that students, you know, in high school, the encouragement and the motivation that mentors can provide them is such an extraordinary measure for the youth today to take them out, you know, to take them on tours to see where, you know, their ideas are leading them. You know, they have the courage, they have the stamina to do this.
Mentors are a wonderful thing.
As leaders today, you know, we can all become an inspiration to bring the hope and to help these youth to continue in their dreams, you know, and to get into college.
Right. Isn't that what it's all about? I mean, reaching your dreams. And if these kids don't get an education, they're not going to be able to reach most of their dreams. Maybe they could be a rapper or a football player, but most people, you know, are not going to grow up to be those things. And if they can't read or write, they're definitely going to turn to a life of crime because they can't get a job. So we need to reinforce that, and then parents need to be held accountable. Now, can I ask you a question, Kathy?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. What do you think about a system for grading parents?
Because the parents are the ones raising these their kids, and they want the best for them. And when the kids are released into high school, there's a whole new set of values and beliefs that they bring home. So to grade the parents would be a great way to keep the parents involved in the same understanding as the kids are receiving in school.
Right. Now, I'm not talking about maybe not the federal government coming down on parents, although I personally think they should. But But maybe the schools can grade the parents, you know? I mean, how often do kids miss school because the parents just don't even know where the kids are or don't even care, you know? Or the kids come to school hungry, tired, dirty clothes. I mean, it's just not right. You know, how are you supposed to learn at school if you haven't slept or eaten a good meal? How are you supposed to learn? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. We have to keep the parents involved as well so that they are on the same page with the fast-growing youth, because it's constant change and it's constant. They're on a new focus to get these kids where the parents also want them to be. So to have them graded would be a way to show the parents, you know, you're not being tested here, but you're being included. You're being included here to educate you in the knowledge of the teamwork involved to show, you know, so that your child can have more understanding and be more open to say, Mom, this is what's going on. Dad, this is what I want to do.
Right. I want to start a national conversation about what is really wrong with the kids, and that's the parents. It's the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stop blaming the schools so much and say, look, the schools have done everything we can. Some schools definitely need improvement, but overall, your child could get a quality, free education in this country. The problem slowing it all down is the parents. They're not raising their kids. They're not preparing them for school. They're not helping them do good in school. It's just a total lack of effort on the parents' part in a lot of cases, not all of them, but a lot of them. Kathy, I thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you. I was just, you know, going to say my mom was a full-time student in college, raising two kids, taking care of her husband. You know, we had fish sticks. We had frozen pizza while she was also working part-time. And that was my dream as a teenager, a dream to be just like my mom. And I'm sure that's every young student, they want to be like their mom and dad. So to grade them would be great. Thank you, Carlo. That was a great idea. Good job.
Kathy. Didn't you have a joke you wanted to say?
thanks, yeah. what?
Let's hear the joke. I heard this already, folks, so it's a good one. Let's hear it again. I grew up in a very Irish neighborhood, so, you know, I really appreciate this one. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. What is the difference between an Irish funeral and an Irish wedding?
An Irish funeral and an Irish wedding. What's the difference? I don't know. What's the difference, Kathy?
There's one less drunk.
There's one less drunk. There you go. Go Irish. All right. Kathy, I really appreciate it. You're the first caller I ever had. Thank you so much. I hope you keep listening and keep calling.
Thank you, Carla. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was my friend Kathy. Wonderful. I'm so glad she called. She lives up there in Chicago, and she goes out with my buddy Greg. I know he was around. He's probably listening right now. He didn't say anything. Come on, Greg, call in. He's a very opinionated person. I don't know. He's got cold feet right now. I don't know. Don't know him. Anyway, well, I just wanted to touch on that and start people thinking about my idea, I mean, about education. These schools need help, yes, but they need parent involvement. I mean, this country, it seems, is getting more and more ridiculously stupid. We have to turn our brains back on. That's all I'm going to say about it today. The next subject is about guns. Guns in America. We all know about all the young children killed at Sandy Hook. That was absolutely ridiculous. And now I see the NRA all over the news fighting to stop this, fighting to stop any changes to the laws on guns. What is wrong with those people? We just need to shut them down. I mean, whoever is supporting... whatever senators and governors and politicians, congressmen are supporting the NRA, getting money from them to keep quiet. They need to stop. It's ridiculous. I want CNN to improve. I want these Fox News, which is a total joke, they need to change their whole way. The Republicans need to change their whole thought process because we're living in a plutocracy now, which is when the businesses run the government. It's not supposed to be that way. That's what's happened. We have to get the money out of politics, and I've signed petitions on 350.org and Sierra Club and other organizations to end this stuff. The politicians are humans, and money talks. When they get paid a lot of money to keep their mouth shut or to say no to a vote, they're not helping the country, and it needs to change. There's no reason. There are 300 million guns in America, and that's just insanity. But what should we do? Keep all the guns like the NRA wants. Put guns, people with guns in every single school. Have guns everywhere. What are we going to do? When you're born, you get a gun? Give a baby a gun. Here's your gun. So, you know, everyone has a fair fight in the world, in America. I mean, how insane is that? Europeans aren't killing each other all over the place. Why is everyone killing each other in America? Every day. Because we all have guns. It's ridiculous. Armed robberies, carjackings, all this stuff is because of guns. I mean, we have to do something about guns. We can't let those young children die in vain. We just can't let that happen. You know? We have to do something. We can't just let the NRA control the government. Even some Democrats, they're saying, well, we don't have the votes in the House on the Democratic side. Well, why not? Who are you people? You know? We don't need you. We don't need these guns. You know, if you had the choice of never seeing I hate guns, okay? I hate guns. I lived in a dangerous neighborhood in New Orleans. I saw a man get murdered right in front of me. They blew his brains. They put a bullet right in the middle of his forehead. And then the man who shot him actually beat him with a piece of wood after he shot him. I mean, he was already dead. Where is this anger coming from? What is this all about? We have to get to the bottom of this. It wasn't always like this. Well, when I was 17, I got shot. You know, I really don't even know why. I just don't know. I have an idea. I mean, it was wrong place, wrong time. But I don't really know why. It's ridiculous. The weird thing is, I got blamed for it. So, I'm lucky to be alive. So, I've seen people get killed, you know, bullet to the head. I've seen it all. I drive a taxi. I've seen people running in front of my cab, running away from the shooters. It's an extremely violent world, America is right now, and we have to do something about it. There's no reason for all these guns. You shouldn't be able to walk in a theater and shoot everyone in it. Come on. That's ridiculous. I don't care if you're sane or crazy or whatever. You shouldn't have the guns. You shouldn't have that capability. There's no reason to have that capability in your hands or go to the store and buy it. It's just plain out stupid. So if anyone has any comments about that, I'd like you to call in. Oh, we have another caller. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Greg.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Hey, I take offense to that Irish joke. That wasn't really funny.
That was hilarious. That was the best joke I heard in years.
Just pour some whiskey on the guy in the car in the Fagan's wake. He'll come back alive.
Is that what happens at Finnegan's Wake?
Yeah, of course.
It's pour Irish.
Our whiskey
I've never
on
seen
him
it.
And he comes back alive.
I never knew that. You're Irish, Greg. How much Irish are you? 1,000%?
Really, my mom's 100% German. My dad's 100% Irish.
Right. So drinking sort of just falls in your genetic heritage, doesn't it?
Yeah, fortunately it does.
Thanks for calling in, Greg. Did you want to say anything else? I know you've got plenty to say.
You have a lot of comments there, but the guns issue is that everyone is everyone has guns these days, but you still don't need a 300 or 100 round, to shoot a mass murder. And who hunts with a 100 round gun?
Nobody does.
It's kind of ridiculous. You can't help the guns in America, but they definitely can. Here in Chicago, they just took a 100 guns off the street in the last weekend, and they realized 75% of them were bought legally.
They were bought legally. How?
Well, because they don't do background checks. These people have they have warrants. They're not even supposed to have them. Well, they bought legally, but they bought them from a store that didn't do a background check and didn't realize they're a felon and already wanted for murder, or was already prosecuted and got out of jail and have a murder rap on their record.
Right. There's no way to stop a criminal from getting guns, right? Theoretically, if they have the money, they're going to find the gun, right?
Pretty much. You can at least slow down that process where you don't have to walk into a store. There's no stores in Chicago anyways that sell guns. There's outside. A lot of them go to Indiana and stuff. But gun shows is another problem. But, I don't own a gun, but, I feel safe.
Do you? You feel safe in Chicago?
It depends. I live up north. Where we grew up, it's a much different area. I
wouldn't
feel as safe as I do here. There's whole different areas that, too bad. Where we grew up is not like it is when we were there. That's for sure.
It's a different neighborhood from where we grew up now, right? The neighborhood has changed, right?
Yeah, it's changed and still changing.
Why do you think that is? It's become a violent place, right?
Yeah. There are areas that are. You just got to know. But, it spills over all over. This is nothing new. This has been going on in America for a while. But especially in cities. The problem is Republicans and a bunch of people who hunt a lot in the country, they love their guns, which is fine, but it spills over in the city. And people use them and, shoot up the schools and streets and teachers and everything.
Right. It's just totally out of control. All these murders. My subject next week is going to be about drugs in America, and of course those two are related. people always say, "Well, why are all people getting murdered left and right in the cities and all?" And they always blame it on drugs. Well, I'm not so sure. I've been to a lot of college campuses. There's drugs all over those places, a lot of them, and they're not killing each other. So what's going on there?
You mentioned
right?
a lot about the youth. It's not. There's a the youth now is pretty smart, and they're globalized with the internet. Not all of them are running around killing people. There's a certain demographic or certain areas that have public schools. Like Chicago have the worst public schools. Going back to the other subject about teaching, but anyhow, I'll get off here. It's weird because I can hear myself on the radio and I realize.
Oh, you
but,
can?
Yeah. So I'm like getting confused. I'm pretty easy getting confused these days.
No, you're not. You're brilliant, Greg.
Good luck with everything and hopefully you get some more calls.
All right. Thank you a lot. I do. I have another call. Hold on. Thanks for calling in, Greg. Bye.
No problem.
Hello. You're on Carlo Radio.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I have a BB gun.
Sorry?
I have a BB gun.
You have a BB gun?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you do with the BB gun?
Well, I should have a target, and I shoot it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that your funnest thing to do? Do you enjoy that more than playing hockey?
Not really.
Not really? What's your favorite thing to do, your funnest thing to do?
Probably shoot my bow and arrow.
A bow and arrow, too.
Or maybe chop with the tomahawk, my tomahawk. I have a tomahawk.
All right. You're a warrior in training, aren't you?
Yes, well, I do.
All right. Well, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old. And your name, please?
Connor Clark.
Connor. Well, thank you for calling in, Connor. Now, when you grow up, you don't plan to use the BB gun or a tomahawk or bows and arrows on people, do you? You know that that's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Of course that's wrong, right? Only in self-defense, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you only use weapons in self-defense or to protect your family. Like if you had to protect your brother or your sister or your mom or dad.
My brother has a BB gun too.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Now, hopefully you won't shoot each other.
yeah, that's something my dad is, like, concerned about.
Yes, yeah, you definitely don't want to shoot each other.
Yeah.
All right, Connor, is there anything else you'd like to say?
And they're awesome.
They're awesome, yes. They're awesome.
I like
but
to
again,
shoot them.
Again, they don't, well, I don't even know what to say about that. But I do appreciate you calling in, Connor. I'm going to let you go now because we only have about a minute left. So we're going to wrap it up. So thanks for calling in, Connor.
But I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. That was young 8-year-old Connor calling in. Anyway, there's 1 minute left here on the initial launch of Carlo Radio. So let me just finish up by saying I think my first episode was a moderate success, and I'm glad I did it, and I will do it again next week, same time, Wednesday, 4 o'clock. Hopefully I will get more callers. I know there's a lot of listeners who are being chickens. Next week I will take attendance as a teacher to see who's paying attention. There might be a test. People need to listen up. Anyway, it's Carlo Radio. You can email me at carloradio1@gmail.com. That's 1 as in the number 1. carloradio1@gmail.com. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.